Okay, we continue in the Tanya. We're on the 17th chapter. We're on the Chassidus Mevaris, page Shin Mem Zayin. And in this section, the Rebbe is explaining how if a person does tshuva through humility, he's able to break through the klipos that separate him between him and Hashem, and then he'll be able to again be close to Hashem. And the Rebbe talked about the idea of the aspect of tshuva tato, a lower tshuva. This is the lower tshuva that the Rasha can do. And the Mevaris explained that there are two types of tshuva, tshuva tato and a tshuva ilo. The tshuva tato is where a person, it's as if tshuva tato restores a soul back to the place it was before it sinned. Because a sin causes a separation between one and Hashem. So the lower tshuva enables the person to take away that separation between him and Hashem. Tshuva ilah, the higher type of tshuva, and therefore there's an aspect of tshuva and Yom Kippur, even for tzaddikim, who don't sin, because we want to put ourselves on the level of the neshama before it descended down into this world. Where this world, by definition, through no fault of the neshama, is a barrier between us and Hashem. So tshuva ilah is the person who didn't sin at all, and he wants to be able, and this really, I think, would be the deeper pshat in a proper nazir. Proper nazir wants to do tshuva ilah. By minimizing the pleasures of this world, he's making this world less of a barrier between him and Hashem. So now, until the end of the chapter, the Rebbe is going to get a little bit Kabbalistic to explain what is exactly this tshuva tata in referring to the name of Hashem. And that's where we're on the bold in Shin Mem Zayin. Laha'alos hei tata. To elevate the lower hei. Now that's just a couple words, and there's a lot of Mevaris explaining that. Isa Bazar. The Zohar tells us, Shetevas tshuva. Let's look at the word tshuva. The word tshuva, he osios, is the letters toshuv hey. Toshuv, to return the hey. So what hey are we talking about? Pirish. Hey, he owes hey, shal shem avaya. It's the letter hey of the name of Hashem, of the yud hey vav hey.
But there's two heys.
Vavodas at tshuva hi, and the service of tshuva is, lahashiv es haos hey, shal shem avaya lemakoma. To return the letter hey of Hashem's name to its proper place. Now the question is, which hey are we talking about? V'nei v'shem havayi shteyein. In Hashem's name there are two heys. Hey Rishona, the first hey that's next to the yud after that. And that's called the hey hanikres hey ilah. That's called the higher hey. V'hei achrona, and the second hey, which is closer to the vav, hanikres hei tata. That's called the lower hei. Ubahetam laze, and corresponding to that, yeshtei madregas b'tshuva. There's two levels of tshuva. Tshuva ilah, utshuva tata. The higher tshuva and the lower tshuva. In other words, restoring the first hei or restoring the second hei. In yana shall tshuva ilah, the concept of the higher tshuva, the higher level of tshuva is to take the first hey and connect it to the yud. Right? The yud represents, it's the smallest letter, so it represents the least amount of physicality. Mamish represents the giving of Hashem. Okay? Now you want to connect the yud to the hey. And therefore, when the person is born, there's a separation, as it were, between the yud and the hey, even though you haven't sinned. So we're trying to connect that yud hey back to that yud. Vili tshuva tata, while the lower tshuva, hulahalas os hey mi tata, is to elevate the lower hey, ulachav remos vav, and to connect it to the vav. What does this mean? Yeah. So it explains briefly. Again, we're not going to understand all of this, but we'll get some of it. Dalet os yoshal shem avaya moris al seder hamshochas vashpos achius olokis me'einsof baruch olamos. The four letters of Hashem's name, it teaches us the order of the drawing forth of the energies of God's life-giving force, the infinite force, into the world. Hashem, who gives life into the world, that's reflected in the name of the Yud He Vav He, which we know the famous understanding, as we said, is that the Yud represents, it's the smallest letter, so it represents the ultimate of spirituality. The He is numerically the letter 5, it's like a hand. So it's like the hand of Hashem, as it were, giving, and then we have the Vav He, where the Vav is a straight letter, it's like the arm that's outstretched to the He, which is letter 5 again, which is the receiving hand. That's the simple understanding of Yud He Vav He. So it's Hashem bringing His life force into the world. So we've got that first He that connects to the Yud, that's mamish, the source of everything. We've got that second hay that's connected to the to enable the receiving to happen properly. So now, what do we have to do? Va'os hay yesh lo bechinas hispashtus l'rochav v'gam l'ra'orech. The hay has an aspect of expansion, whatever this means, wide and long. Okay, harochav shel os hay, the breadth of the letter hey, moral hispach sachis, it teaches the expansionness of life. In other words, Hashem is expanding life into the world. And the length, alhamshachas or shpasulantvata, is Hashem bringing it down from the up to the down. In other words, Hashem has this force of life. He brings it in. First of all, it's the life itself that fills the expanse. And then it goes down, 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 down into lower worlds. See, each world is, as the Kedusha and the energy goes down, that's Lamata, that's the length. And as it goes down, it fills that realm with godliness, and that's the breadth. And that's what the letter He is saying. So you have the Yud, which is Hashem's essential Koach, that now is being sent forth into this realm, to a high, one of the realms, and then it continues to go down, down to a lower realm to expand as well, till we come to the final, the hay is down here, it's mamish, mamish down here. Now, Ella, Shabam Shocha, Yesh Lo Beis Madregas, but there's two levels to how far it is drawn. Aleph, the first is hay, Elah, is the first hay. He Ham Shocha, Vashpala, Lamas, Hakvam, Yosef, that's Hashem going into the higher worlds. Whereas you have Hashem is above all the worlds. The Hashem brings His energy into the higher worlds. We could call it, let's say, Olam Haba, for a simple way of understanding that there's a realm of existence. In other words, that's higher worlds that are not physical worlds. So that's the first hey, that there's that godly experience. that are bound and uniquely with the ultimate of godliness, also the much higher worlds. And then finally you have the Hei Tato, the lower Hei, Yashpa, Sam Shachas, next page, Achiyas, Halokis, Lamat Yosh, it's Hashem's wholeness being drawn much further down. Lomas Amargishim es Atzmam, Kedavar Nifrim Lokos, to a world that they feel themselves separated from Hashem. Those are called the revealed worlds. So there's many worlds, but there are some worlds that say the world of Atzilus, for example, doesn't know any difference between Hashem and its world. It's filled with Hashem. Atzilus is filled with all of God's energies. There's nothing else really but Hashem and just His energy. So there's nothing else there's no separations at all. When you come down, let's say, to the lower world, to the world of Asiya, where they really feel that they are separated from Hashem. That's how far Hashem made that happen. And that's the lower worlds. And Hashem is still filling even those worlds with His existence. Okay, now, Vine, Al Nishmas Ha'odam Nemer. What do we say about a human soul? What world is a human soul in? So we have a few psukim. One in Hazinu says, Ki Chelek Havaya Amo. The portion of Hashem, the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, His portion is His people. Pirish Shehi Chelek Mishem Avaya Baruch Hu. The Jewish people are a part of Hashem's name. Ki Chelek Hashem, a part of Hashem's name, is Amo, is his people.
Nation.
So the Jewish people are part of Hashem's name. Because that's why Yisrael has Hashem's name in it. Right? V'gambi rida salamata le'ilam hazeh. And even when Hashem's holiness descends down into this world, lislabish beguf, to be enclosed in a body, harei hikshura im shem avai baruch lamala. It's connected to the yud hei vav hei that's above, which is the lower hei. It's all connected to above. Valzen emar, and therefore it says as well in Hazinu, Yaakov chevel nachlaso. Yaakov chevel nachlaso. Now, chevel means a rope. Nachlaso of his inheritance. What is the deeper meaning? Shenishmas ha'odom, the soul of a person. We learned this all also in the Ruach Nefesh HaChaim. Kshura imakara, that the soul of a person is connected to its root. Kmo chevel, like a rope. Al derech mashal, as an allegory. Sharosho echad kosher lamala v'katzei lamata, where one end is tied above and one end is at the bottom. So a soul is like a rope, and it goes all the way from the top to the bottom. Now, Hakesha Shala Imakara, its connection with its source, which is the Havaya name, Hoide Os Hei Tato, that's through the lower Hei Shala Shem Havaya, of the name of Hashem. Sherze Inyon Shal Os Hei Tato, that's the aspect of the lower Hei, Hamshach Asachius Al Shal Shem Havaya Lamata. It's drawing forth the life of Hashem's name below. So that is the hay. The Jewish people have this hay, where that last part of Hashem, where Hashem brings down His Kedusha all the way down to the lowest realm, and that's our realm, and that's our neshama, that is down here, that part of our neshama that we can sense of our reality and identity, which is connected to way above. Now, since the soul of a Jew has a portion of the hay of Hashem's name, fikshur mechuberes im shrusha ba'os hei tato, and it's connected to Hashem with the lower hay. Now, that's all good and well before a person sins. Now, kasher adam chote rachman olitzam, the person forbid sins. Umorides nafsha lokis lamata mata. He now takes his godly soul a little bit lower than it's supposed to go. Because when you go lower, litocha klipas v'sitra achra, you bring it now to the klipas, to the shells, you bring it to the other side, where you should not be bringing that godliness. In other words, you know, the sitra achra tells you to do an avera. When you're doing an avera, you're now going into the world of the sitra achra. Now, you don't go alone when you go to the sitra achra's world. You're taking the soul with you, and that's now taking that hay, is going to a place where it was never meant to go. Umori desnafsha lokis lamata matali, I said that. Varehu gorem, and it causes shamshachas vashpos achir shal makor nishma. So it causes that the source of his soul is drawn further, which he owes hei tato, that's that lower hey. Shememena nimshachas chiyas lokis latoch nifram tato, that it's meant to give life to lower creatures. But Timoshech Odioser Lamata, it now is drawn even further down. In other words, Hashem says, I want the hay to go only so far. Just like the idea that the Shekhinah is not lower than
10
Tvachim. You think about how far is 10 Tvachim going in your body?
40 inches.
Where does 40 inches come up to, Martin?
It's
probably over your belt.
Yeah.
Probably maybe up to your heart.
No, not that.
Belly button.
But I'm saying the next major organ after 40
okay, is your heart.
Your heart.
Right.
So the Shekhinah does not go below
the heart.
10 Tvachim. So where is the godly soul found in the human being? In the brain and in the right ventricle,
right,
which are all what? Higher than 10 Tvachim. Right? So that's where the hay is supposed to go. Now, your reproductive organs, we would assume, are lower than 10 tvachim.
Unless
you're a very tall person.
Unless you're really tall.
Right? I'm saying, you know, and that could be the source of all kinds of problems for a person. The lower half, below the belt, as they say, is the not spiritual part. That's why I forgot who it was. Was it the real? Remember, Rehuda Nasi. Never had his hands below his belt.
Ever.
Because his hands are the Shekhinah.
Yeah.
So you keep everything above the belt, as it were. And below 10 Tvachim, God's not meant to come down that far. You don't schlep God down that far.
No,
you don't schlep him down that far.
No, no.
But the problem is, now that you've done an Avera, so now, Timashach Adio Selamata, you've pulled it further down.
Schlepped him down.
Achati Slavish Gambit Klippus Sitra Achar. Shehei Neged Hashem Amish. Until they now get that hay gets enclosed in the klipas on the other side, which are mamish against Hashem. Vaydei Zeh, what happens? Now those klipas, you know, are meant to not get any healthy nourishment. They're meant to shrivel up and die. But now what's happening, you're bringing godly force into the klipas. So that's how the Lao, that lower hay, which is the bringing godliness into the lower world, you're bringing life force into a place where we don't want to put the life force. Let's look at footnote 46. Now you're causing a perid. Now you're causing this separation between the hay and the vav. He calls manchos hay tatom mukhberes im osvav. As long as the hay is connected to the vav, well, you talk on shiteriko kachli subsklus. It can't go that far to get enclosed in the klipas. Now it's in the klipas. The hay, as it were, has been sort of detached from that vav, which is meant to connect things to higher places. Okay, let's see the bracket. Al derech mashal. Let's give an example. Come on, hachevel shebarosh echad lamali. You have a rope on the top; it's connected very high. Barosh hashen lamat, and the second part is below. Im yimshach adam barosh hashen. What if the person pulls the bottom part, pulls that rope down? Yinanea, it shakes. V'yamashach achru gam rosh harishon, also pulls down and it affects the top of the rope. Come on, shev shalom hamashu to the degree that it's allowed to pull. So it is with the root of the soul of the human being, and it's rooted in that lower hay. It brings down God's shefa, flow down, through his bad deeds and thoughts. Until mamish, to the hechalos, unto the entranceways of the Sitra Achar, as it were. Okay, now you understand this is one of the Kabbalistic reasons why some Hasidim have the custom not to learn Torah on Monday, on Tuesday night, on Nitl Nacht.
Right.
Because Nitl Nacht, that night is a day of the Sitra Achar.
Right.
The day of the Sitra Achar. And we don't want to put any Kedusha into the Sitra Achar. And therefore even learning Torah would be bringing it into a place where it doesn't belong. That's the deeper mystical reasons why they wouldn't learn on Nitl Nacht. So that's similar idea, not 100% the same, but very similar an idea.
But he says not even only your actions, your thoughts
everything,
can bring it
speech,
down.
Speech, thought, everything. So now what's happening is that hay that's meant to be in a very special place, it's meant to be in you, in you to do mitzvahs.
As your life force.
Now you're pulling that life force into a place where it doesn't belong, and you're strengthening the realm of the opposition by that hay, and that becomes the separation. You, so to speak, not totally, but you've severed the hay from the vav. So now that hay is lost. So
we'll
now
say cut off from
it's lost.
Yeah.
It's lost is the best word. Now, next page. So now what do we need to have happen? Right? So now a person like that, you know, he can't even begin to, what's worse is he can't begin to appreciate spiritual concepts. Because whatever spirituality he has is in the wrong place. And all of a sudden he thinks that yoga is a spiritual
yoga.
Right? Because you're putting, you know, there is some spirituality there. Let's not, why are people thinking that these things are spiritual? Because it's true, there is spirituality, there is godliness. And they're putting it in the wrong place, so they're even feeling a certain feeling of spirituality, but it's a spirituality that's in the wrong place. Okay. And that's why they think it's so real, and there is a certain reality they feel. You know, you can't say that they're not feeling something, but they're feeling something that doesn't belong there. That's the problem. So now what do we have to have happen? Va'yidei tshuva nechona, when a person does a proper tshuva, which is what? When a person cleans his soul, his holy soul, from the tum of his sins, umeishiv, he returns. Umachzer es nishmasa lematzava kodamachet, he returns his soul to the place where it was, its situation before the sin. So what are you doing? Umeishiv gamisaose tato, you are now returning the lower hay, which is the root of his soul, limkoma, to its place. He connects it to the letter Vav of the name of Hashem. Now the klipas have no longer the ability to nurture from the godliness, because you've pulled it out of the klipas, as it were. And all of a sudden, when you've done tshuva, now you look at the things that you did before and you say, what did I see in them? How did I get involved in this? Because you see it for what it is. It is really nothing. The klipa, that klipa is mamish nothing. Whatever it is. You know,
said last
Lamash,
name, it's an illusion.
Lamashal, whatever. Anything that attracts people in this world, wealth, clothing, sports, all these things, that we deify them. Now, why do we deify them? Because we're using our godly kochas and investing in them. And therefore, we really feel there is something very special to them, and in that person's realm, it is special. Now, when the person says tshuva, he's taken that spirituality out of that realm. Now you see it exactly for what it is. Once I heard a mushel to this, which I think is a nice mushel, is, you know, a finger puppet. A finger puppet. Now, a finger puppet really is nothing. It's just a piece of material. You put a finger in the finger puppet and you start moving it around, all of a sudden that puppet is alive. But the puppet is not really alive at all. Really, it's just a piece of cloth that doesn't know anything. But when you put the fingers in, all of a sudden the puppet's jumping around and it's alive. So what happens when you take the fingers and you can believe, you could even believe that that finger puppet has a reality. When you take your fingers out of the puppet, all of a sudden you see it's a dead piece of cloth. You say, I could have ever thought that there was something to it. Because now you took the chiyus out of it. And that's what tshuva does. That's why a real Baal tshuva will see the phoniness of that world that he's in. Until the person does tshuva, though, that phony world seems very spiritual. And people will say, you know, a lot of times people will say, you know, walking on the beach, they feel very spiritual. They feel very spiritual. Because they're taking Hashem, you know, in places where you know, they don't necessarily should be taking it, as it were. Although there is kedusha there, but they're not talking about godly spirituality. So now let's continue now with the Tanya. After that lengthy explanation, so now we understand what he means. Tshuva tata, lower tshuva, is raising the lower hay, taking it away from the separation, connecting it back to the vav, only using it in places where Hashem intended it to be. Next words of the Tanya. La'akima minifila sa shenafel chitzonim, to stand it up from its fallen state that it fell into the world of superficiality. Explains the Mufaris. Inyan hashavas hay tatomikon. What does it mean, returning the hay back to its place? Means la'akima minifila sa, to stand it up from its fallen state, hainu. So now in exchange for the fact that we had sins that brought a fallen state of the energies of Hashem, of the lower hay, into the klipas that it shouldn't be in, you know, they tshuva, by doing tshuva, where you're elevating the hay and returning it back to its place, we remove from the klipas that energy that had flowed into them through our sins. It's our sins that bring the energy into the wrong place. And now you do tshuva, the energy goes out of them. And that's how, you know, you could, if it's a real tshuva, Hashem could say, I know he's not going to do the aver anymore. Mm-hmm. Why is he not Hashem? How could Hashem know he's not going to do the aver? Because you see it for what it is now.
Yeah.
What it is, a cheap piece of trash. When you see something that's a cheap piece of trash, you can't fool yourself. When you did the aver, by doing the aver, you put life into it and it looks very beautiful. When you do the tshuva and pull the plug on it, you see it for what it is. And when you see it for what it is, then there's, why will you ever go back to it? As long as you remember what it really was, you'll never go back to it. And now he adds one more point, the Tanya, Shehu Sod Golas HaShechina. This is now the secret when we use the words of the Shechina being in exile. Now you begin to really understand what it means. Explains the Chassidus Mavaris. Musag Zeh, this concept, Shiba'os Hei Tato Shol Shem Havaya Titocha Nefila Chitzonim, that this lower Hei of Hashem's name, it's possible to fall into the realm of superficiality. Nikra B'loshen Chazal Golos HaShechina. This is called the exile of the Shechina. Hainu Shashechina Nimtzas B'Golos Kivyachol. It is that the Shechina is, as it were, in the Golos. Now, HaPerish HaPoshut Shal Golos HaShechina, the simple meaning of the Shechina being in Golos, Hu L'Shavcham Shal Yisrael. It's for the praise of the Jewish people. Where footnote 49 says in Gemara Megillah, the Jewish people are so precious that wherever they go, the Shechina goes with them. So on the simple level, it's the Shechina of the Golos. Hashem feels bad for us. We go into Golos, Hashem goes with us. Right? Heinu, Shechina nimtzus in Bnei Yisrael, b'shashem Golos. The Shechina is with us even in Toronto. Al-Viasod, but mystically what it really means is, they're both true, is Inyan Golos HaShechina, Inyan Nefilos HaShechina Atzma. The Golos HaShechina means that the Shechina itself has fallen, Kivyacho V'yiradita Elechzon, it's fallen into the world of superficiality. Right? So that, look what he brings from the Marsha in 50. In the Chidush HaGadol of Marsha, when he explains that Gemara, it says that wherever the Jews are exiled, the Shechina goes there. He says, Shechina mitzta'eres gam came begolos. The Shechina has pain even in Golos. That's on the simple level of Pshat. I'll be so, but when you go deeper, Tochen in Golos Shechina, the deeper aspect of the Shechina being in Golos, whom ketochen haposhut shalim Golos. It's mamish what Golos means. Hanshachay nimtzas ivyachos shalom yukama shalvert sara. It's, Golos means not being in its place against its will. What does exile mean? Being out of the place where you belong against your will. The Jews were exiled. They wanted to be in Israel. They were sent out of there. So guess what? The Shechina is being exiled in a place where it doesn't want to be. Because it's not meant to go below into the realm of the Klipas. So you're right. So when the Jews leave Eretz Yisrael, we go to Chuzars, which is a place of Tumah. And the Shechina goes with us. Because we took it with us. Before we went into Golos, we put it into Golos. By the Averis we did in Eretz Yisrael, we took it into Golos. So now we go to Golos, and obviously the Shechina is going with us into Golos, but it went into Golos before we went into Golos. That's the idea of Shechinta Bagalusa. The Shechina is in a place where it doesn't belong, and what's worse is it gives power to the things that shouldn't
the
be.
Negative forces.
Which really, you think about it, isn't that why Jews become so successful as secular Jews to strengthen the world of Tumah that they are in? And that's why the patriarchs of Hollywood were almost all Jews.
Yeah. Patriarchs.
Right? Who invented it? Who invented it?
Yeah.
Right? Because they took a Kedusha, a very powerful force, they put in a place where it didn't belong, Hashem didn't want it there, and now it makes that whole
industry
becomes against Hashem. And you're using power of Hashem to work against Hashem, and it's very difficult to get out of that. You need a real tshuva to be able to pull it out to realize that it is of no value. Perish. Let's just explain a little more. Tochan ha-tohar shechinahu. What's the content of the definition of shechina? Sheshochenes umislabeshes toch kol almim. Shechina. What does the word Shechina mean? We have to explain every term. We talk about Hashem's Shechina. Shechina from Shochein to rest, to dwell. Shachein hay. Shachein hay. The hay is dwelling. The hay is dwelling. Right? So it dwells and it's enclosed in all the worlds. To give him life. That's what the Shekhinah is there for. The Shekhinah is meant to give life into these worlds. Klomer, Hashem Shekhinah, the word Shekhinah, Mora al Hachiyas Alokus, Ayuretas Ushkonu Sabash Ben Nivroim. The word Shekhinah is teaching us about the godly life force that goes down and resides and is enclosed in the creatures, in the aspect of the lower hay, next page, just former lines. Zu, now you have an aspect of Golos. Through the sins, you're causing the Shekhinah and the good energy to be absorbed into the klipas of the other side. It goes against Hashem. To draw forth nurturing from godliness. That's Golos. Because now the Shekhinah has to go into places where that Hashem hates. And these things become stronger. And that's how the Shekhinah goes into the Golos. And that's why as long as we are in Golos, what's happening? Golos therefore means as long as we keep putting the hay in places where it doesn't belong, that's where the Golos is. So if you want Mashiach to come, what you have to do is, if we want that, if we do a tshuva on a national level, then we pull the hay right out of that area, and then we see how corrupt all that is, and then we're able to get out of it. And that was really, this is the whole inyan of the Shovavim, period that we're in.
Exactly.
Because that's exactly what happened. The Yidden took the hay and took it into Mitzrayim. Now, as long as Yosef and her brothers were alive, they were careful to make sure that the hay went to Mitzrayim. It's okay to take the hay into Mitzrayim as long as you don't do any Averos there. So fine, and you can make Mitzrayim a more moral place that Yosef intended on doing. That's okay. But once you start doing Averos, then the Shekhinah gets captured, and now you're giving strength to the other side. And then the other side is able to subjugate the Jewish people. And now we have major problems. And that's what Golos means. That's why Hashem puts us in Golos, to realize, look at what your actions have accomplished, and now look at what you have to put up with. So how do we get out with Golos? Let's see, whatever they are throwing at us, they're throwing at us with godly force. And what do we have to do? We have to humble ourselves and see it for what it really is. And take the Kedusha out of it. And realize this is something I don't want to be involved with. The puppet falls. And when the puppet falls, then you're able to go out of the Golos. And that's ultimately what it would take. It would take, and the Jewish people really weren't able, the failure of Mitzrayim is Jews couldn't do that on their own. Mm-hmm. They were meant to do it on their own, and they couldn't do it on their own. So Hashem says, okay, you can't do it on your own, I'll have to do it. But when Hashem does it already, it doesn't give you the results you're looking for. Okay, we'll stop over here.